That's fascinating. What's your experience been with Abraxane?
It's been good. I think that I'm only treating one person on that study, but she's doing very well. And it's not uncommon. She comes in untreated, lots of symptoms. You give her a Herceptin chemotherapy combination regimen, and she's having a nice response. And it's well tolerated. And I think Abraxane is very interesting in terms of it may be as good as, possibly better than Taxol. And we potentially have to worry less about the hypersensitivity reactions that we struggle with paclitaxel.
How much of an advantage do you think it's going to be to have a taxane like this that's not going to require steroids and antihistamines? Do you see a lot of problems with that?
I think it's a tremendous advantage. I think that the hypersensitivity reactions with paclitaxel are rare, but real. And occasionally, they are life-threatening. And I think that there's also toxicity due to the steroids that we give these patients, particularly when you're giving weekly paclitaxel to a patient with metastatic disease, sometimes for 1 and 2 years. Lots of those women experience insulin insensitivity and diabetes. They develop proximal muscle weakness, weight gain, and those are all side effects due to the steroids.